Welcome to the wonderful world of reading. In this I Can Read story, Barney's Horse, you will be going on a fun adventure. Are you ready to read? Here we go. Long ago, horses pulled wagons up and down the streets. There were even horses that pulled streetcars. Barney the peddler rode down the street with his horse and wagon, shouting, "Apples, onions, potatoes! Get your apples, onions, potatoes right over here!" Ladies came out of their houses to buy from him. Barney's horse stood at the curb waiting. He swished his tail to chase away the flies. Children petted him. They fed him sugar cubes. "That's good, children. Always be kind to animals," said Barney the peddler. Barney let them sit on his horse's back. He let them ride on the wagon around the block. Then Barney would ride off to another street.
"Goodbye, children," called Barney. "I will see you tomorrow."
One day, men came with picks and shovels. They started to dig. Barney and his horse stopped at the curb and watched.
"Soon people will be riding on trains over our heads," said Officer Muldoon.
"A city has to grow," said Barney the peddler, and he petted his horse. All day, Barney sold fruits and vegetables all over town. When it got late, people heard clippity-clop, clippity-clop as Barney headed back to the stable. Barney brushed his horse and put a blanket on him.
"Good night. Sleep tight," said Barney.
He went to sleep next to his horse. It was the day the train started.